Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Of course, the show is about your calls. If you make them, we'll talk to you about whatever you want. Otherwise, we bring up things that are interesting to us. Now, coming up here, Mark, you've got something about
hedgehogs,
legal versus illegal. But I want to continue on the topic that we started up, or Gardner started a few moments ago in hour number two, and that is this whole idea, this Luddite mentality that old stuff, old decrepit crap, old buildings and property that's just has not been used in hundreds of years is somehow valuable and great. And I understand there are people that believe this, and that's fine. It's their prerogative.
I like old things. I love classic automobiles. I like old homes. I'm into that stuff.
You can have all the old stuff you want. You can buy up all the old stuff you want, and I think that's great. You should be free to do that. The problem comes in, as it is coming in Virginia, and as comes in all over this country, when somebody wants to go ahead and buy up some old crap hole and destroy it, raise it, if you will, and then turn it into something brand new. Then, all of a sudden, all those people that love old crap come out of the woodwork, and they come down to City Hall, and they make a big stink.
Not all of those people, because I would tell someone else how they have to live their life. I might encourage them, hey, man, you've got a really great thing on your property there. I love it, or whatever.
Petrified poop. So you're right, Mark. Not all of them will come out. But the busybody ones come out of the woodwork and, oh, my God, it's historic. There are people that died on this field. And this was, we're talking about a Civil War
field.
It was
sanctified with American blood is what they
said. That's right. And we can't have any Walmarts being built within a five-mile vicinity or it will be an insult to those dead men and women. Or if it's not that, it's something else entirely. It's also the mentality of thou shalt not change. This town will remain as it is until the day I die, or you will be damned. I mean, this is the mentality that a lot of people have. Like, they move into a place, and they moved in for a reason at that time.
They moved there. Remember that. They moved there, and then they decide it cannot change from this moment in time.
Correct. Right. This is a beautiful place. I want it to remain this way. I want it to remain in its current form for the rest of my life.
Well, the funny thing is, what if it had remained as it was before your house was built, so you wouldn't have been able to move there?
What if it had remained without any indoor plumbing? I mean, you could go back and go as crazy with this as you want to.
And it's completely subjective. It only goes as far as they experienced it. But the people who might have been there 20 years before, they have their own opinions. And the people who come 10 years later, they have their own opinions.
Right. And it seems to be a fairly popular idea that once you arrive, all progress must stop.
Yes. Yes.
So this is the same. It's the same mentality that we see all over the place here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show.
Right. They have a historic district, and I'm sorry to say that most of the buildings in their historic district suck. I mean, they're not even that nice. I was up. I think it was New London. I think it was New London, New Hampshire. And man, they have some beautiful Victorian houses up there. Just some amazing stuff. I'm not saying there's not some good Victorians in Keene, but there's also these clapboard wooden rectangles that people are just, there's nothing to them. Rectangle is the right word, but
It's interesting too, because then some people whose motivations are slightly different, they have their own profit motive, but it's not a free market profit motive. They then use those zoning laws or those restrictions to take advantage of it. In my town in Amherst, I'm sorry, I have to say it like lovey in Amherst. Who drive the Volvo, lovey?
At the Great Poupon.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, over there, there's this one area called 101A Amherst Street. It's really the only direct route between the town of Milford and the city of Nashua.
Okay.
For years, that was zoned business, and they would not open up other zoning in the town of Amherst to business zoning. It was all residential. Ooh, it's got to be residential this and residential that. Mm-hmm. X amount of acres per house and lot and so on and so forth. And this is just a message for all the people who are small government libertarians. There is still tyranny in small governments, as you know.
You better believe
it. And a lot of corruption, because what you got was the people who are on the zoning board or on the board of aldermen in the town, inevitably and invariably, they either owned land along that 101A route.
The business route.
Yeah, or they were surveyors along that area.
Or they had buddies.
And had
who
friends
did.
Who were in there. So they were interchangeable every year after year, and they would never agree that it was a wise thing to allow for a different business area. And then all of a sudden, as the population started to grow, you started to see the land values for this direct route between the two towns start to go up and up and up. And then what happened? Sure enough, in the only area that's zoned business, you get all these businesses moving in, and now there's traffic light, strip mall, traffic light, strip mall, traffic light, strip mall, and you can't get anywhere between Milford and Nashua. It is the biggest pain in the neck. It is at least doubled the amount of time it takes to get there from when I first lived here in the 1960s, 1970s.
So it's not really about protecting history. It's about protecting their assets.
You
it's about
it.
Rewarding their friends. But it's all couched in the idea that, oh, we've got to keep these old buildings in their current form. How dare you want to replace windows without asking our permission? And so here around this town, they've got this historic district that they've imposed within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So if you happen to live within the historic district or own the now historic district, again, arbitrarily drawn lines on a map somewhere, if you happen to live or do business within that zone 3 years ago, it wasn't a historic district. It was just another part of Keene.
Yeah.
But now it's the historic district, and anything that you want to do has to go through some sort of approval board. You have to go in front of a board of bureaucrats and beg them to allow you to change the paint on the building or change out a window or whatever.
Would it be possible to draw this to its most absurd conclusion? Because let's say you've got these historic districts where people live there and then they apply these new rules. A woman who lived near my brother in downtown Amherst, which is the historic district, she extended her house just a little bit. By about 2.5 inches, she had gone too far beyond the restrictions of the town. She had to have the whole thing brought down and put all back
it's
up
crazy.
Again. Okay, so that damages her to the tune of X amount of money. She's got to work harder, spend the time with her kid, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, she's a single mom. She's trying to raise her daughter. By the way, she's incredibly gorgeous, too. But anyway, so here's what I'm thinking. What if I wanted to have a historic district in my town, hypothetically, on my street, where at a certain point in the history of my street, there was a family that had like four really, really hot daughters, right? It was like the best time to live on my street. Oh, man, like, hypothetically, you know? It was the best thing ever, you know? Could I prevent them from moving? You've got to keep these girls here. You've got to keep them here.
It is the logical extreme.
I mean, that's
insanity.
The extreme example of it. You know, to restrict people's freedom to do certain things when it's not injuring anybody else. And you have these other hypotheticals about, well, you know, it injures somebody's property value to have a truck sitting out there. So we're not going to allow that in a historic city. Okay,
yeah,
so on and so forth.
This property value thing is it's interesting.
It's tricky.
Because I understand where they're coming from, but property value doesn't truly exist, you know. It's some number that some guy that is an expert gave you.
The translation is you're doing something we don't like with your property.
Well, it's true.
And that's our excuse.
It's true, and property value is real because you can sell houses somewhere near the property value of that house. But then you start getting into the arena of what damages property value, what doesn't damage property value, how far can I go with it? I mean, that tree of yours is dropping leaves on my property, and it's damaging my property.
Right. It's all in the eye of the beholder. I mean, some people are going to say to themselves, well, that your house is falling into decrepit shape and you're not taking care of your lawn, and so therefore that's damaging my property value. But on the other hand, I could say, as somebody who really appreciates freedom and the ability to do with my property as I choose, I could say that the fact that you're going to build a gated neighborhood next door to my house, let's say I've got a nice plot of land and you decide to put up an ugly gated neighborhood next door. I hate gated neighborhoods, and I find them disgusting, and I don't like the way they look. I don't like the people that live in them, and I mean, I don't really mean that part, but let's just say, hypothetically, I don't like the people that live in them. I don't like anything about them. So it's hurting my property value, because my property was more valuable to me when it was a pasture out there, and now you want to turn it into a gated neighborhood. So you could completely, it's all subjective based on how you feel about what is valuable to you.
The answer is privatize it all.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Some people will tell you never say diet. Well, guess what? Everyone diets. A diet is simply food eaten to improve a person's physical condition. So whether you're getting guidance in what you're eating through a formal program or whether you're cutting back on your own, you are dieting. If you can just cut back on your portions and increase your activity a little and cut back on certain foods in a balanced way on your own, that's wonderful. But most of us need a little more structure than that. If we didn't, we wouldn't be struggling with our weight. That's where choosing a diet comes in. Bad diets come and bad diets go faster than you can say water weight. With so many new, improved, and revolutionary diets popping up in the market each year, it's no wonder that people feel confused. Do your homework. Study up on as many different diets as possible because it's up to you to find the diet that's right for you. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free. They include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both totally free for you, and the webcam as well. All over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you an undergraduate, graduate student, or a recent graduate? Well, the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break and during the summertime. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation free. The IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California in Santa Cruz on March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through the 19th. You can visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on both the spring seminars and the summer seminars. That's libertarianseminars.com.
Let's go to Stockholm to the phones and the fun. Jake is on the line. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Yeah, hi, guys. I have I got a question for Ian. Ian, you're a pretty cold person, and I mean, in all respect.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm not judging.
You mean logical, analytical, or do you mean I have
right.
cold hands? Because I do.
That's kind of cold. Yeah, logical, analytical, and I have a question. Let's say it's a hypothetical question, and let's say somebody. Have enough money to just buy the piece of paper that the Constitution was written on. And he decided, or she decided, to just put it to flames, burn it. What would your reaction be? I mean, in a free society, anybody would be able to... Yeah, you got it?
It's his paper. He can do the hell he wants with it.
Yeah. Right.
That makes me cold.
It's an interesting question, particularly because the Constitution supposedly is supposed to be there to protect our natural rights to our acquired property. So if we legally or ethically, I should say, acquire the property of the Constitution, hypothetically, if it were possible,
it's not anybody's property,
but,
right?
Yeah, let's say it were. I could see the Constitution itself. At least the spirit of the Constitution would say, go ahead and burn it.
Burn me, yes.
It's fascinating.
I can
Very
say it bothers me. First off, there should be several copies of the Constitution. I believe that there are several copies, and I'm not sure how many. But taking the idea that there is one, it would be a difficult thing to sell simply because it's communally owned, and that's a disaster every time. But I'm sure there's something out there that's of great historic value that is privately owned, and somebody could. It would be a rare instance that someone would do something like this, take something that's valuable and destroy it rather than selling it to somebody else or something like that. But it's theirs. I've got to say that if they own it, then they should be able to do it. And if you use that particular document, I mean, that document's supposed to enshrine freedom, supposedly. If you use the powers that were given by the government, powers in the government, in order to stop that from happening, you destroy the value of the Constitution anyway. So the Constitution gets destroyed in either circumstance. What you're talking about there.
Anything else, Jake?
Thanks
for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I just don't... Okay, I don't get all sentimental over most old stuff. And, in fact, we're going back to I guess we're still continuing this topic, the idea of historic districts and people trying to protect old, decrepit properties. There's a church that may be going up for sale here in Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do this program. And apparently one of the reasons why it's going up for sale is because, well, they just can't afford to have church there anymore. I don't know if their attendance is dwindling, or
if
contributions are dwindling, or both are dwindling. But if effectively, from what I understand, one of the major problems with this church is that it's so old that it's drafty, and heating it is a very expensive proposition. You think about it. I mean, you've seen the inside of churches, especially older churches. These things can be tremendous on the inside. You're heating a huge volume of air for an area where people can only fill in the very, very bottom portion of it. And so, of course, heat rising, you're paying thousands of dollars a year to heat the upper portions of this big room that most people aren't even in most of the time. So it's understandable from an economic standpoint why these people are leaving this old building. It's going to go up on the market. marketplace. Somebody's going to end up buying it. These guys on the local radio show here that's run by politicians, it's a show that's kind of a Politico show. It's run by the local city councilors, and people call in, and they usually complain about the roads. But in this particular case, they were actually – one of them was sort of suggesting, sort of half suggesting that the city buy the building. And this is a problem that we have here in that the city has gone around and bought all kinds of property and stolen property from people and just sits on it. Apparently the city has a huge portfolio of properties that it just sits on and you know, doesn't do anything with because it has no incentive to do anything with it. It doesn't have any incentive to sell it. It doesn't have any incentive to do anything with it. But aside from that, whether the city buys it or not, if I wanted to go buy that building, tear it down and build something brand new, something that can actually hold heat,
yeah,
something that can actually serve the community with people, you know, serve people that are actually looking for a specific product or service instead of just another church, instead of filling the existing church building
so
with another
progress.
Church service.
Progress.
So what I would consider progress,
yeah,
people would be outraged.
Absolutely.
Because it's a historic church. It's been there in the center of town since it was built, and it goes way back, and we need to keep heating this church forever.
Well,
I mean,
that is a great
if
point.
If one wanted to spend all the money for this kind of civil disobedience, one could very easily hold a satanic mass in this church and, you know, like, decorate it in some horrible fashion.
The Black Church of Keene.
You know, and just show them, look, church is not all that great. Now, how about I tear this down and turn it into a strip club? What do you think, huh?
That would be funny. Well, you know, over in England, the first time I went into Bath, they have a bar that's in an old church. And it does great business. They had great. I was sitting down there with the guys on their quiz night. All these guys.
There's one in Brattleboro, Vermont. That's a pharmacy. Somebody's taken an old church, turned it into a pharmacy. I went into the pharmacy just to see what it looked up like on the inside. It's a great little gimmick. I don't know. It's just a pharmacy on the inside.
But is it really big, like an indoor church, like really high ceilings and everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you know, I think there's a club over on the seacoast. In fact, one of the folks who's affiliated with the Free State Project wanted me to go over to see the Queers play over there last week. I wasn't able to go. And I think that's an old church. And, you know, you reminded me of something, Ian. The city of Manchester, New Hampshire, just a couple of years ago, actually, it wasn't the city. It was the state of New Hampshire. And I had to do some investigating.
The other imaginary group.
Yes. I had to do some investigating because they wouldn't give me the answer. I finally was able to get somebody on the air, on the radio, I think it was about a year ago, to talk about this. They had their list of endangered properties, and they have a panel decide which endangered properties are most valuable to be saved.
Mm.
One of them was a Catholic church in Manchester, New Hampshire. This, of course, because they can't operate anymore because they've lost all this money because of the child molestation scandals.
So
the taxpayers are going to be bailing out this church.
Oh, the largest land-owning entity in the world, the Catholic Church, and they want to save them?
1-800-259-9231. What sort of insane historic district nonsense is going on where you live? If you'd like to share a story, you're welcome to, or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, Life Change Tea. Less is more.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
Edgar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts awaiting you. Lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you send email, then there's got to be times when you're sending emails that you need to have kept private. If you go to privacyharbor.com, you can get a free internet account right now and send private emails that are guaranteed. That's privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so moving on from the historic nonsense topic to hedgehogs. Mark, what's going on? Hedgehogs, well, now legal somewhere?
Yeah.
Apparently they were illegal before.
This from this website is sort of written in gamerese, so help me. You know, so if I get something wrong, please forgive me. All
okay.
Right? This is from Kotaku.com.
Okay.
And it's entitled, Gamer Kid Gets Hedgehog Legalized in Kansas. Judson King, 11, loves him some Sonic.
Wow, he still plays Sonic, huh?
I guess.
That's amazing.
He probably did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Listen to the story. He asked his mom for a real hedgehog. Unfortunately, mom said, they're Banzord in under city code. So he worked for 3 years.
Banzord means band.
Yeah. 3 years.
I'm not hip to all the lingo.
I'm pretty sure. He worked for 3 years to get it changed. It's a heartwarming tale of a child's love and determination.
Heartwarming?
Yeah, it's a sad, sad story.
It's pathetic sounding like to me. Yeah. Go ahead with the details.
And learning about things like government and how to lobby and then go on TV later and spin the necessity of a piece of narrowly drawn special interest legislation. Judson says he did research about the spiny rodents, daydreamed about him every single day, and has 5,000 pictures.
Of different hedgehogs, or the one hedgehog that he wanted?
Well, just hedgehogs.
Okay, gotcha.
They make a little joke here about the kid needs a restraining, the species needs a restraining order to get away. And then after assembling a weighty hedgehog primer, I'm never sure about
it's
that
primer.
One. It's both.
No, I believe it's primer. We were corrected.
All right. He got on the Wikipedia.
Primer.
He got the agenda for Lawrence City's Council, and he made a strong enough case that the board agreed that there was no good reason for the continued outlawing of hedgehogs.
You know what? And I'm sure there's more to this story, and I want to hear about it, but how much do you want to bet that if this kid was 37 and he was really into hedgehogs, and he went in front of the city council, they would have just rejected it right out of hand.
He would have never gotten in front of them. I'm a little confused. Is this for real hedgehogs, or is this for the video game hedgehog?
The real deal.
The real deal. So they wouldn't allow real hedgehogs.
Correct. I mean, it's probably some overarching ordinance that essentially bans all pets except certain ones.
Essentially, yeah.
So you can have cats, you can have dogs, you can have fish. Oh, I mean sea kittens. You can have cats, dogs, and sea kittens, but you can't have... You can't have hedgehogs or anything else. So they've exempted hedgehogs now. You can have hedgehogs. But it's only because, I mean, am I right about this? It's only because he's a cute 8-year-old kid coming in front of the city council.
He's 11 now. He was 8 when he started.
Right. Well, that's how long the process takes, right? This is the system and how obtuse and slow and awful it is. It took this kid 3 years. Now, if he started when he was 8 and is now 11, he put in a good, almost 50% of his already existing life into changing
this. This is a meaningless little law. It's a pointless little law. Imagine the big ones where somebody has something of value to lose or gain, and a value like
business or something.
Right, the businesses that manage to they're in a zoned commercial area, mm-hmm. whereas you want to get your house into a commercially zoned area. That essentially dilutes the pool of commercially zoned areas, and people would be against that. So in this case, no one really benefits and no one is harmed by this particular.
And who's going to stand up against the kid?
Right.
Who's going to go against the 8-year-old?
Right.
Yeah. It's like in New Hampshire, they decided that they wanted to make sure that pumpkins would be, I don't know, the official fruit or something in New Hampshire. I don't even know. Some stupid thing,
That's the kind of laws they want them to pass.
Yeah, right? And they all went out there, and the governor went and complimented these kids for the diligence they had. Their teachers made them do this. Yeah, I don't know. They had orange T-shirts, and they all went into the state legislature and wore their orange T-shirts. You know, in the meantime, the people's tax money is being used for a class where the teachers are teaching them that, the only way to get anything done is if you go to Concord, you get T-shirts printed up, and you go and meet people to, get money used to print up flyers that say the official fruit or vegetable or whatever is the pumpkin. I mean, it was just stupid.
Amazing.
Yeah, the sort of dumb emotion-based nonsense that people put up with indirectly because their taxes are taken for it is truly phenomenal.
And your taxes were taken for this. And imagine if you're a tomato grower or whatever apples are huge in New Hampshire. What if you own an apple orchard and somebody uses your tax money to pass pumpkins as the official fruit of the state?
Right. Well, so they'll be all over
signs. A bit of a
spit
in the eye there.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Yeah.
And these kids are taught, well, this is the way you jam crap down your neighbor's throat. Come on, kids, let's go. Let's go really piss off some apple orchard guys, huh?
Yeah.
After that, we can go moon them from the school bus. It'll be fabulous. it's so disgusting. This is what they do.
Right, and people are so obedient. And we're going back, kind of coming back around to a topic we covered earlier here, the idea that if people weren't so obedient and so go along to get along, then we'd have a lot more freedom because they wouldn't put up with all this insanity of historic districts or regulations or whatever it is we're talking about, in this case, hedgehog bans.
Yeah.
If people weren't so damned obedient, instead of spending 3 years of his young life learning how to lobby politicians, going to boring city council meetings, the parents could have just gone and gotten the damn hedgehog when he was 8, and who would have known about it? Who would have known about? Who would have known that your son had a hedgehog in his house? Sure, some of his friends would come over. They'd see the hedgehog. They might tell their parents. It probably wouldn't go any further than that.
Likely the parents wouldn't even know that there was a law against owning a hedgehog.
Exactly. So I guess what they had to do in this case was, well, that doesn't sound like a kid. The son probably came to mom and dad and said, Mom, Dad, I want to get Sonic the Hedgehog. So they, have Sonic the Hedgehog for Christmas?
They ducked it.
They should have gone and bought, like, hundreds of what were legal to own. Like, you know, whether they be, I don't know, mice or, what are those, guinea pigs, you know, something like that. And released them in the town hall. You know, just let them go some night. Like, okay,
that's
here's
a neat idea.
Here's a little lesson we're going to teach you. This is how you really do
there's
it.
A law in Florida against, you know that I have Oscar fish, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen them, I'm sure. I don't know what they are.
It's Oscar fish.
They're
kind of fish.
They're kind of fish.
Oh, you mean they're kittens.
Oscar.
They're kittens.
Sea kittens, right.
Sea kittens.
These would be more like river kittens.
Okay.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, you're right. They should have been.
River, lake kittens.
PETA should have been more specific with their naming schema.
Water kittens.
Because that's discrimination against the river kittens.
Absolutely.
Calling them all sea kittens.
However, I do have one white and one black Oscar fish. And since they're predatorial, I've named them after Vincent and Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, right on. Yeah.
They're my baby-faced killers.
What's in the suitcase?
So, there's a law in Florida against releasing these into the wild.
Yeah.
And, well, the law hasn't worked because people have released all kinds of Oscar fish, and to the point that they've pretty much taken over the Everglades. They're so good at whatever it is that they do, which is basically eat little fish and breed, that they're running out indigenous species.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anyone's going to do about it.
No.
There's nothing you're
it's
going to do.
It's kind of like that kudzu stuff.
Yeah, the kudzu, invasive stuff. But laws not going to stop kudzu from spreading.
Sort of like this SEC thing with this recent fraud case that the Congress is hearing right now with, what's this guy, Madoff, who defrauded all sorts of people.
There were laws against that already.
Yeah, strange.
And it still happened, and your laws didn't do anything, people.
It was his kids who turned him in. It wasn't the SEC. In fact,
they had been reporting to the SEC for 8 years. Different people had been reporting to the SEC for 8 years, and they did not investigate it.
And he had really close ties to the SEC, so did his wife.
Yep.
Strange.
Well, that's amazing. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time to sneak in your call. Otherwise, we'll talk about a cop shooting a man in the back whilst handcuffed. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you make it now to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And I want to invite you to join us at the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum. It's happening in early March, the first weekend at the Nashua, New Hampshire Crown Plaza Hotel. Same location as last year. Was a great time last year. Should be a great time this year. March 5th through the 8th. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered to learn more about who's going to be speaking. There are lots of big names going to be there. People like Glenn Jacobs, Dr. Mary Ruart, Anthony Gregory, and so many more. You can get the full list over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. But the main reason to go is to meet the Liberty activists that are living here in New Hampshire, and many of them who are considering moving here to New Hampshire, and get a feel for what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people, people who care about liberty and who are willing to do something about it, because now is the time to get active. And the people up here in New Hampshire that have come here as part of the Free State Project are some of the best activists I've ever come across. And being around hundreds of them is an amazing experience. I recommend it highly. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live as well. So we look forward to meeting you at the Liberty Forum. Head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code to save 10% on your registration. That's 2009FTL. 2009FTL. Is our discount code, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We'll see you there. Now, one of the reasons, one of the motivating factors for a lot of people to join the Free State Project and to move here to New Hampshire is the amount of police state insanity going on in this country. The just outrageous things that the police are able to, in many cases, completely get away with, even in cases with plenty of public outcry, the police are able to, in some cases, get away with murder. And it's happened again. Now, it's brand new, so they haven't necessarily gotten away with this yet. Yeah. Because if they get away with this one, man, that'll be amazing because the video footage
is incredible.
Is amazing. Mark, you just saw it for the first time. What did you just watch over the last break?
It looked like they were subduing a man who was on the ground and who was face first on the ground. Some guy, a cop, stands up, pulls his service pistol and shoots the guy in the back.
Yeah, I would almost say they had already subdued a man.
He was in cuffs with other kids.
Well, I don't think he was in cuffs yet. On the video, they show one girl's perspective where you see these guys. They've been pulled off the train, about four guys, and they're mm-hmm. all sitting, legs out, butts on the floor, backs against the wall. This one guy's got his hands up, and he's trying to talk to these guys. It switches perspective to another person's phone from inside one of the BART train things. and he's shooting this thing. All of a sudden, the cops grab the guy's upturned hands, palms forward, as the guy is sort of sitting there, like, he's almost like, hey, leave me alone, leave me alone. They grab him, pull him forward, mm-hmm. away from the wall where he was sitting, causing no problems with all the other guys, just talking to these guys, pull him down on the ground. One guy puts, it almost looks like he puts his foot on the guy's neck, and another cop is behind him. They're pulling the guy's arms behind him. The guy seems to be sort of struggling a little bit. The man, the cop behind him stands up, pulls out his gun, plunk, right in the back.
It's an amazing video. You can see it if you head over to, what was it? Let's see.
Freedom's Phoenix they had, and I know that. And
you could also just search for BART, because that's apparently the name of the transit system, that these were transit cops, basically.
I just remembered, I linked over at the Liberty Conspiracy, but you got to go deep into our video things. It's down at the bottom, but just see it.
Well, you know, we post all of our show prep links over the Free Talk Live BBS, but, I mean, if you just search for BART shooting, you'll find this video.
Yeah.
And the story is out of Oakland, California. Here's the San Francisco Gate, sfgate.com. And one of the things that, as we get into the story, you'll hear the police chief's response here. And this is, it's so common that when the police are caught doing something naughty, when they're caught doing something awful, red-handed like this, it is amazing watching them close ranks and protect one another. It's amazing watching the level of unaccountability and just the level of stuff, just absolute garbage behavior that the police are just allowed to get away with right off the top, right off the bat. Whereas if you and I had been doing something like this to a cop, you can better believe that they would not be asking the same questions that this police chief is about to ask here in this story. Mm-hmm. BART's police chief asked for patience from the public on Sunday after video footage surfaced showing one of his officers fatally shooting an unarmed man who is on the ground on a station platform on New Year's Day, and after attorney for the dead man's family said he planned to sue the transit agency for $25 million. Chief Gary G. said he, too, had seen video images of the shooting of Oscar Grant, a 22-year-old supermarket worker from Hayward, but G. said he found the footage to be inconclusive. And he said his investigator still needed to interview a key witness, and that is the officer himself. That officer, a 2-year veteran, has not been publicly identified and has been placed on routine administrative leave. That usually means he's getting paid to not work. BART officials have said only that his handgun discharged at about 2:15 a.m. Thursday at the Fruitvale station in Oakland, and that the bullet struck the unarmed Grant, who had been detained with several others. Now, I've seen plenty of videos of police detaining people and arresting people and dealing with people that are upset, dealing with people that are angry and are lashing out at the cops. I've seen a lot of that footage. And in this video, there are only two cops that are trying to rein this guy in. But there are at least two other cops standing standing in the background. So clearly, if this guy was that much trouble, it wouldn't have been a big deal for those other two cops to realize that, to spot that, and to step in and offer a hand
and
to subdue him.
Also, when you're watching the video, it seems, you know, and you've seen this too, Ian, there are graduated responses that cops get based on their emotional tenor. In at the beginning of the situation, the guy's sitting there on the ground. Then he's sort of up on his knees as he's talking to these guys mm-hmm. with his hands up, sort of trying to plead his case, it seems. That's the impression that you get. And then they pull him forward and throw him face down onto the cement. So it seems to me that their response to him, their anger and their frustration over the guy actually trying to stand up and reason with these guys.
But it's okay.
They don't want him talking back, and they pull him down.
They can get away with that
stuff. They can get away with it. Exactly.
And they know they can get away with it, and they know they can get away with pushing people around, and they know that if something happens, they'll get a paid vacation. I mean, these guys, a lot of these cops, and not all of them, some of them are good guys, but a lot of these cops get into the policing profession because they know they can be bullies to people and have absolutely zero consequences for it. In fact, not even zero consequences. They know their buddies in the department will stand up for them.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think is particularly dangerous is the atmosphere in which they work tends to lead cops, no matter how long they've been on the force, to have shorter temperatures and temperaments in certain situations. And so what they do is, I won't take any guff. You know, they will be much more harsh and strict. And that itself can lead to problems when they don't think things through the way they used to. They've got their rules. You've got to conform. And who are you to answer? And many of them are still good guys, but they will be much less inclined to actually reason with somebody and talk to someone because they've been in there so long, they just want to get something done and they don't want to deal with it.
Now, when they go through excuses like this, you really have to wonder how many of them are good guys these days. Listen to this. Officials have not said whether the officer intended to shoot Grant. One source familiar with the investigation said Bart is looking into a number of issues, including whether the officer had meant to fire his taser stun gun rather than his gun. Huh. So they're just saying, well, you know, I mean, it could have been an honest mistake. He went for his taser, pulled it out, and shot it. Well, it was his 9mm.
So sad.
I mean, what?
That is really sad.
No, they have tasers that look like the guns. I mean, it totally makes some sense to me. I believe that
is the taser in the same position on their belt as the gun?
It might be very close to it. The tasers look like guns. They feel like guns. They're shaped like guns. Yes, I mean, that makes perfectly good sense to me. These
really?
Aren't like the thing. Yeah, these
bizarre.
Are the ones with the shoot-out little spiky
right.
things in the
I thought
end.
They were sort of rectangular, and you sort of pressed it. And
there are different types of tasers, certainly, but, you know.
He had that gun out long enough to recognize what it was. I guess you could suggest that he was in some sort of a rage and was not paying close attention to what he was doing, but that's not an excuse. that is not an excuse for what is essentially negligent homicide, if that's the case.
Absolutely.
But you watch. This cop will get off on these charges. At the very least, it'll be a slap on the hand that happens to this guy. He might lose his job and get slapped on the hand, but nothing serious is going to happen to this cop. Whereas if any one of us did the same thing to one of them, we'd be executed on the spot. Well, when they came after us for that, they'd execute you on the spot. Which, by the way, I'm not advocating violence. We don't advocate violence on this show. Peaceful solutions are what we're all about.
They
but it's just amazing.
Gave the death penalty to a cop killer here in New Hampshire, and it got tons and tons of coverage. And it's the first one in, I don't know, 30 years in the state of New Hampshire.
It's the first one since the 30s.
Since the 30s. Thank you.
Because cops are better than everybody else. That's the attitude.
That's exactly what they think, and that's exactly how it's portrayed to us. And we had a caller on Saturday night that was, you know, acted that same way.
It's only one job you can get away with shooting an unarmed man in the back. That's being a police officer. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow and bring you updates on this story as we know about them tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake